talking about stuff that has meaning in life, the stuff that we really love and cherish. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I cherish a little poetry book. That's right. It's traveled with me wherever I've gone in my career and in my life. And in fact, years later, after a tragic event in our whānau's life, my sister Rachel sent me a little book of poems as well. And it might, I don't know, it might surprise some people that this is not just a thing, it's a well-trodden thing. Well, joining me on the line is the 2026 New Zealand Poet Laureate. That's right, Poet Laureate Robert Sullivan. Welcome, Robert.
Morena e hoa.
Morena. And happy matariki e hoa. See, I must admit, I find this both inspiring and intriguing at the same time. The fact that we can still go on national radio and talk about poetry.
Yeah, it's pretty choice,
eh? Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, as somebody who's half Irish and half Māori, most of me wants to go to the pub, the other half doesn't want to pay for it, and no one's arguing with the other part of me. You know, where limericks are a thing and the tradition of poetry in our whānau is well trodden. I mean, this is pretty special. And of course, you are the New Zealand Poet Laureate. Can I ask, when was the first time that you fell in love with poetry?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was just little, eh? I went to Onehunga Primary, and I had this really cool teacher. Her name was Mrs. Nair from Malaysia. And she was kind of inspiring because she talked about having a degree. I have a BA. And I thought, oh, that means something. She said it so proudly. And then she got our class to do one of those exercises for writing. We had to go outside, lie on the school lawn, look up at the clouds and write a poem about a cloud. And I wrote one about an alligator. I was this young guy hunting an alligator. And she made such a big deal about it that I never forgot. And I always thought I was a poet from standard four on.
I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, do you remember what the alligator was called?
No, I never gave it a name. and I've lost the poem too, of course, so I'll have to rewrite it one day. And, yeah, I'll give it a name.
Because, you know, this is going to sound stupid, but, geez, wouldn't it be cool if it wasn't just a Bob crocodile or a Martha crocodile, but it had a, I don't know, a bit of a chimpy chompy name. Oh, see, now I'm just sitting into the madness of the limerick world. I shouldn't do that. Can I ask, the work that you do, it draws on whakapapa, right? It draws on te ao Māori, our place and our history. Can I ask, who have been the most important influences on your writing journey? Were they poets, storytellers, whānau members? I mean, you mentioned your teacher. Is there anybody else?
Yeah. Well, I had other teachers. Like, I've been really super lucky. Like, I went to uni and I had Albert Went and Witiihi Maira as our creative writing workshop teachers. So I never looked back really from those days. But of course the great model for me is Tony Tufari. He just lit me up. I met him a couple of times and it was kind of cosmic for me.
I'm glad you said cosmic because we are on the cusp of Matariki, of course. Can I ask, do you have Irish heritage at all?
Yeah, I do, from the west coast of Ireland.
Cousin. We're related. See, this is what Māori do quite a bit, and the Irish. We seek out people of note, and we say, oh, yeah, that's my whanaunga, that's my cousin. Maybe we should have a poem about whanaunga. No, we shouldn't. Hey, looking ahead, I mean, I think this is a three-year term as Poet Laureate, right?
Yeah.
So what would you like to achieve? Is it about inspiring more people to be involved in the world of poetry, better understand why it has such meaning, and how do we maybe derive our place and our point in life from poetry? Would they be things?
Yeah, I mean, when I first got the laureateship, I thought, oh, what am I going to do with it? And I thought, oh, I know both my marae. So my dad's marae at Puketeraki in Karitane, and my mum's marae at Karatu, you know, because we're Ngāti Manu up there in the Bay of Islands. And so we've got a Ngāti Manu Poetry Society, so we'll have a publication, we workshop, we wānanga poems. And there are lots of poetry events at Puketeraki as well. So my whanauka, Ariana Tika, is going to be there soon, sharing her mātauranga Māori regarding taonga, pūoro, and she's a poet as well. Mm. So between them, I figure the rest will just sort itself out.
Yeah, absolutely. It always does. It always does. You know, when you follow your passion in life, you follow a star, right? And being on the eve of Matariki, that's a wonderful journey to take. Well, I think it does anyway. I also think we should fall in love with poetry a lot more I'm not into poetry. Well, you know, I am. You can be too. Hey, can I ask one last question? Is there a favourite poem by somebody else that that is your thing, your North Star, if you like?
There's a very short poem by Hone Tuwhare called Haiku. Stop your snivelling creek bed, come rain, hail and flood water, laugh again. I love that poem.
That's beautiful.
It's about Te Wai Horotu in Auckland, down Queen Street. And it's such a ngāpuhi poem too, because I see the creek bed as, you know, being, you know, about the kāinga. You know, we always got a creek or a waterway nearby.
Oh, that's stunning. That's beautiful. Hey, we're proud of you here at Radio Wāatira. I'm proud of you because I now claim you as my cousin, my whanaunga, because you're going to be famous any time now, where you already are. We're going to take some of your poems, if it's all right, and we're going to put them on our Facebook page and share them, because we're like you. We want to inspire that next generation to do and say things that inspire them, motivate them, and to me. I've got one last thing to say to you. I'm going to read a poem called A Star in a Stone Boat. That's my favourite. Of course, it's by Robert Frost. And I'll read it while you don't have to listen to it. Don't worry about that. But I just wanted to say, again, we're really proud of you. We wish you all the best, and happy Matariki.
Oh, thank you so much, Itarakatira.